Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea, and Nicole Napolitano.
Hello,
ladies.
Hello, everybody.
Cooper and Teresa.
And listen, hi. We got to say thank you to everybody who have been downloading and listening since the very beginning. We have a lot of subscribers, thousands of people listening to this podcast, you guys.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you so much, everybody. And could not do it without you all.
Not at all. And also, if you like it, we really want you to spread the word because the podcast is free and the only way that we get to stay on the air is if more and more people listen. So please hook a sister up. Hook three sisters up.
Hook three sexy mamas up.
Exactly. So one of the fun things I wanted to do, because a couple of weeks ago we played a game and everybody sent me emails. They were like, oh my God, play more games. So I have a game for us to play this week that I think could be really, really fun. So last time I was the game show host and I quizzed you guys.
Okay.
This time all three of us are going to be... I have no idea what the answers are.
Okay.
So all three of us are both the hosts and the contestants at the same time.
Cool.
All right. So we're gonna play a game
and
called...
And you can all play with us.
Definitely. We're playing a game called Two Truths and a Lie. Okay? And all three of us have a story in front of us. We do not know which one is the lie, but one of them is, and we don't know.
Okay.
So we're going to read all three stories.
Okay.
And then afterwards, we'll discuss which one we think is the lie. And then I have an envelope here. I'll open the envelope and we'll see.
Okay.
Who's the liar?
Okay. Who's the liar? Okay. So we have
two
truths and a lie. Okay.
And a lie.
So who has story number one?
I do.
Okay. So please read story number one. Get up on your microphone there.
Okay. It's no secret that the Despicable Me movie, Minions, is a huge, huge success. It has so far grossed over $330 million in the United States and over $1 billion worldwide. But some fans have gone away too far. Some fans have gone way too far. A town in the UK was left baffled after a prankster painted all its trash bins to look like minions. Oh my gosh. Residents in Peacehaven were left scratching their heads after waking up to find all of the trash cans in their town had become the little yellow characters from the movie Despicable Me. And what's more, they just showed up overnight. Locals said that they have no idea who painted the bins to look like the minions or why anyone would. But they are distinctive. Okay. Oh, but they are distinctive. Local Danny Moon said, it's certainly cheeky and it's obvious they are characters since they have minion yellow facers and blue dungarees.
Of course.
Oh, of course. They're so cute. I love minions.
Me too.
A spokesperson from the district council said, hey, I have no issue here. Anything that encourages people to use the litter bins is a good thing. So good, in fact, they have started calling them binions.
Oh, that's cute.
Teresa's story is that somewhere in England, they now have trash cans painted like the
little
minions.
Those cute little guys. I love them.
Okay, so that's story number one. Okay.
Okay.
Nicole, you have story number two?
I sure do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, a student in Germany was so fed up with the cost of rent at her apartment complex and became so sick of fighting with her landlord to not raise her rent, she decided to give up and just live on a train. Leonie Mueller, who is 23, pays for a monthly ticket, which is about $300 a month, and has moved to the train. She says she does everything on the train. She studies, sleeps, and when she has to wash up, she shampoos her hair in the train bathroom.
Oh, no.
That's gross.
Oh.
Okay.
There could be a lot more things that are gross than that. She has all of her belongings, including her clothes, textbooks, and laptop, conveniently packed into a backpack, which she takes everywhere with her. And as luck would have it, she has been in a long-distance relationship, which is no longer a problem since she takes the train to her boyfriend's house as much as she could. She said, living on a train enables me to see him all the time.
Wow.
So funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nicole, your story is about a woman who now lives on a train.
Mm. And does everything on the train.
Hopefully her relationship doesn't turn into a train wreck.
Oh, now you're a comedian?
Well done.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Okay, I have story number three.
Okay.
We've heard many stories about animals that get lost and they somehow find their way back home, right? Sometimes it's just miraculous.
Right.
Like, remember that story, West Palm Beach, Florida, where a cat who got lost on a family outing managed after 2 months to walk 200 miles and return to our hometown. It was a miracle, but it happened. That's a true story. We know that's for sure. Okay. Well, it looks like it happened again, but this time it was even more astounding. a woman named Jan Kramer, who works to free lions from circuses, just succeeded in bringing over 200 male and female lions out of zoos to various wildlife sanctuaries all over the world. Very nice of her. One of them was a big cat sanctuary that was near her home in South Africa, where she spends most of her time. One night, she was getting ready for bed. She heard this odd scratching at the front door. Now, she's an animal lover. She knows what a paw sounds like scratching on a door. So she assumed it's a raccoon, it's maybe a neighborhood cat, a dog. She didn't know. She went to the window. She looked out, and she was shocked to see that one of the big cats she just rescued, named Adama, followed her home and wanted in. She told the local paper, listen, I knew it was a wild animal, but I also knew that she'd been in a circus and was likely not dangerous. I know I took a risk, but I let her in, and she now lives with us like any other cat, and we just adore her.
Okay.
So the three
stories
we have. We have Teresa's story about Binions, they're called now. Somebody painted a bunch of trash cans like Minions. Okay, we have Nicole's story about the woman, 23-year-old, who's now living on a train. And then we have my story about a woman who rescues big cats, and one of them now lives in her house with her in South Africa.
As crazy as it sounds, I think your story, Cooper, is real. Because I do believe animals have such great instinct, and I do believe that I do believe he could have followed her home, as crazy as it sounds, but I do think her story is real. I don't know why.
I think, like, if somebody...
I just want it to be real. I'm an animal lover. I want it to be real. No, but I do believe that. Like, he probably fell in love with her. I could be making this whole story up right now. But I do believe that he could have really loved her so much that he followed her home.
Smelled her scent and followed her.
I don't know. I think animals and... feel love. I don't know. I think yours is real. I think...
I'm going to agree with you, Teresa, only because... I've met so many people who've rescued animals from really bad situations, not just like going to a shelter and taking an animal, but somebody that really rescued an animal, and you know they appreciate it. Like, you know they can tell that they're finally in a nice, loving home. They know the people. Like, I even see with Marconi. Marconi knows people that love him. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows.
Yeah.
So I think that one feels real because... like we said.
It does feel real. And animals love. The love is amazing.
Amazing. And it's South Africa. I feel like that kind of stuff happens there. I feel like people every day in South Africa wake up and open their door and there's a lion there.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's more real than a 23-year-old leaving her laptop on the train.
No, I think you're, I don't know. I'm thinking this Binion one. I love Minions, but to do this all over, I think this movie definitely is a blockbuster hit. Mm-hmm. I loved Despicable Me. I love Little Minions.
I think mine's
the lie.
I love that line.
You think yours is the lie?
I think mine's the lie.
Okay.
I think mine's the lie.
No Binions?
No Binions.
No Binions.
All right, so you say no Binions. So,
but then again, Italian.
Well, Nicole, what story do you think is the lie?
But then again, it is only a town in the UK. It is only a town. It's not all of the
UK. It's not like the entire England.
That's what I'm thinking. It's only a town.
I think crazy stories like that happen. Like, mine just seems so normal. Normal.
A woman
23,
living on a train?
Sick of paying rent. Come on, how many bums? I grew up in Brooklyn, and we used to go to New York all the time, and there were people living on the train. And
that's
people
true.
Living... in the subway.
That's true.
So, like, that's
just
seems...
how many girls are going to wash their hair in it? That doesn't make sense. She would literally be, I would consider that homeless. She is homeless. I would consider that homeless.
Well, she visits the boyfriend, so at least we know she goes to the boyfriend's house once in a while.
Well, who wants her? She's probably
true. Like,
not
it does
that,
seem like
unless she's
so
showering there.
Normal, but at the same time, come on, if she had a boyfriend, she would either move in with him or seriously, anyone living on a train. Who would want her as a girlfriend?
So we basically all agree that Cooper's story is real.
Mm-hmm.
So
Cooper
it's between
is definitely
you and
real.
Me.
Yeah, mine feels real.
If you were to pick one, Cooper, who do you think sounds more of a lie?
I feel like a 23-year-old, I don't care if you're German or if you're American, they're so entitled now. There's no way she's living on a train, especially because she's educated. She's a student. You know, I mean, that seems ridiculous. I mean, the worst case scenario, you get some crappy roommate who eats all your food and like brings her boyfriend over like that. Exactly.
No, but I have to tell you, I went to school in Italy, and those trains in Europe are really nice. They're not like the subway in New York or anything like that. They don't smell like urine. Yeah.
Because you think yours is real. Maybe you're right.
I think Teresa's is fake.
Is the lie.
Yeah, but I'm...
No minions.
Yeah, but I want to tell... Yeah, I know. It's over a gross of $330 million. United States. A town in the UK. A town is not that big. So this only town was left baffled after a prankster.
I mean, it could be like 100 trash cans at most. 50. How many trash cans could be in a town?
Yeah.
No, you know what? I think mine's a lie. I mean,
you
really?
You think yours is a lie?
Like, I don't know. I mean, all of a sudden, these people on one night... is scratching their heads, waking up to find all of the trash cans.
Right.
I don't know. I think mine's
a lie.
Well,
a bin is cute. Like, instead of a minion, a binion.
A binion.
Like,
it's clever.
A binion. It's clever. Yeah. I think that's adorable. We have binions.
Okay, so Teresa, you think your story is the lie?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and Nicole, you think Teresa's story is the lie, too?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I think...
But then again, that train thing sounds really...
I know. I think Nicole's story is the lie. I'm going with Nicole's story is the lie. Okay,
yeah.
So I have an envelope here. I'm going to open it up. To reveal. Hang on, wait. Let's
see. I hope it's yours.
Okay, and the lie is... I'm the liar.
Why?
My story was the lie.
Oh, that hurt my ear, Teresa.
No!
I wanted to believe
my
that was
My story
true.
Was the lie.
And I wanted to believe you're so bad. See, I'm like this.
Oh.
I'm such
you
an
You can
animal
tell
lover.
We're such animal lovers. Like, we thought that just was like the most beautiful story.
So easy to believe. Well, the part that is true is that there actually is a woman named Jan Kramer, and she does rescue lions. But that's the end of that story.
She would never allow a lion in her house.
A lion does not live with her, and she has nothing to do with the lion other than making sure that they get out of circuses.
So,
but at least she gets them out of circuses, so there's that. So
serious? This 23-year-old really does live on a train, which
yes,
is more
no
bizarre
way.
To me.
That's New York.
And
nice
somebody freaking painted trash cans. That's even effing more bizarre. You can tell we're animal lovers. We think it's more realistic for a lion to go to the woman's door who rescued him than for someone to go paint trash cans. Holy shit. Oh, God.
I feel like such an idiot now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
Wait, and the thing is, and a 23-year-old girl really lives on a train.
Really lives on
hey,
a
listen,
train.
Hey, listen. She has a backpack. She goes to boyfriend's house when she wants.
That's what you said, Nicole.
She has a space.
I guess. Yeah. That's so... I guess, you know, it depends what you're doing in school. I remember when I was in school, like, I had too many roommates. It would have been nice to have my own space just to get some studying done, even if it's on a train.
Right.
Like, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a nice...
Maybe now we're going to give some people ideas. I mean, they're definitely not living...
But you know what? They're going to have to go to Germany. Or Italy. Or
subway. You're right. It's probably, like, a really nice train.
But people do live on the subway. I mean, really, if I got kicked out of my apartment, who would know if I was living on a subway? Nobody would know. I would just be on the subway. There's no, like, it doesn't close down. You can basically be there 24 hours.
And basically, she just has, like, a backpack with, like, textbooks, laptop, and she takes it around with her. She travels with it, so.
Yeah, her main stuff is probably at her parents' basement where anybody else's stuff is.
Nicole's stuff is still in her parents' basement.
Is it really?
I live with my parents.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Teresa. Teresa's making jokes now.
I forgot.
Teresa's making jokes. Teresa's making funny.
Come on, that's cute. Did you like that one, Cooper?
You live with your parents at our age.
I'm so jealous because my mother got this big storage unit in New Jersey in, where is it, like... Weehawken.
Okay.
But this big giant storage unit, and she's taken up like maybe some of it. So I said to her, I have all these boxes. You know how you have boxes when you're a kid, like your high school yearbooks, or like I was a cheerleader, so I still have my pom poms. Like stuff I'm not
trophies,
ready to throw away.
Yeah.
Trophy stuff I'm not ready to throw away yet, you know. So it's just maybe 5 or 6 boxes. So I've said to her, you know, I'm just going to bring them. Well, get more closet space. I'll take them over to your storage space.
Right.
Oh, no.
You know what? Listen
no.
to this. I'm going to call up your mother and say, listen, hey, Mom, I'm coming over there with Cooper's stuff, and I'm going to bring the Bloody Mary without the Bloody Mary mix. And anyone who listened to our previous online radio show
She's tough because she feels that I should be independent and on my own. I'm like, this is not, I'm not trying to be not independent. You have this big, huge space you're already paying for. Why should I pay for a second storage
exactly.
unit?
Exactly. Exactly.
But no, I pay
it
for
it. It would be nice to go through her storage because I know your mom collects art. You have
she
some of her.
We saw one of the paintings in your bedroom that she doesn't know about. Would, but since you blocked her, hopefully she's not listening.
Since you blocked her, she can't hear us talking about her. And we could be like, Kuba, your mom's a real bitch. No. No. It's teasing. We love you, mama.
You would
and
Kuba love
does
her.
Not
That's
have
thing.
Your painting behind her
no.
bed.
No.
No.
No, but
there.
She must have some great stuff. She must have
she
some
She does have great stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Because she has, because her whole family died, so it's just her left.
Oh,
so
wow.
She has everybody's jewelry. She has all these antique, oh, forget it. Like, you know, stuff that's passed on generation to generation.
Yeah, wow.
How are you guys going to handle that?
That
because
must be
you must
stunning.
Have stuff that's passed on, but. Do you split things?
Say, we
or
do.
We're very good with sharing.
We do. We,
the only thing we don't
things.
Share is our men.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
But otherwise, we're very good with sharing.
Thank God for that.
She Thank goodness for that. Yeah,
she, you never went down that road? Like, there was never a guy that was interested in one of you and then the other? Or there was never... That,
no.
How did that not happen?
I don't know how.
Never happened.
You know what?
We really do have two different tastes
we
in
do.
Men.
We do. And I have to say, the guys that
I don't
are always
find
attracted
your...
to us...
Men attractive,
I don't
and you never
find your
find
men attractive.
My men attractive.
No, but you know what's so crazy? It just always worked out. Like there was nobody that I had a crush on, and then I was upset because he liked you. Whenever we had crushes, our guys always liked the right twin,
right? Mm-hmm.
Which could
which
have been
good.
Bad. Like
yeah.
you know, whoever you had a crush on, it just so happened they liked you. I think it's a chemistry.
Yeah,
I think it's like this something with pheromones and people you're attracted to. When you find someone so attractive. It just kind of works like it's like that energy. You kind of
yeah.
like draw them to you.
Yeah, thank
like,
goodness. Thank goodness we never had that problem.
Thank God, really.
I think we should go out one night. We should make a date with your mom. I think
oh,
that would be really
would
fun
love
to do.
Her. Yeah, she's really close with my boyfriend. Like they really get along well. Whenever we go out
before.
To eat, it's so funny.
We'll bring the moms.
Yeah, your mom and my mom are from the same generation and the same. They would have so much to talk to each other about. They have a lot in common.
They would.
They would love each
and
other.
And Cooper, you get along so well with our mom. So I
we'll probably
you
love
get,
your mom.
We'll probably love your mom.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any way to switch at this point, I don't know if it's is it too late to get adopted.
You could. I think at this point, sometimes you drive mommy crazy. And she has more patience with Cooper when she's up here.
We're very close to the mom, but there are times we could drive her crazy. She's like, you two just stick together, and you just agree, and you just yes each other, and you have your own little language. Hmm. There's times we'll just talk and so fast, like blah, blah, blah. And she's like, what did you just say? And I'm like, oh, I got it. I heard what she said. She's like, well, can you slow it down so I can get it and get in on the conversation?
Does she feel like you gang up against her?
Sometimes she feels a little left out.
Yeah, but I feel bad.
We try not to.
And sometimes she does feel left out.
Yeah. And sometimes you have more patience.
I have a lot
since
more patience.
Trust has so much more. Well, you do not live with her. I live with her.
I did for
how
a while,
is that
though.
Living with your mom in your 40s? Like
It's tough at times. Sometimes it's really easy and it's amazing. And then other times it's a little difficult. You know, I do things my way. She does things her way. And we're a lot alike, my mother and I. Not so much you, Teresa, but me and mommy are. We're both control freaks.
You're very intense. You're both control
freaks.
We're both
a little intense, but the control freak thing and yeah.
You're very lucky that they're so healthy and independent because
I
can't even
really
I can't imagine because I keep hearing friends of mine that are I forget what it's called but where you're still taking care of children and you've taken care of your parents where you're kind of like
amazing.
There's people out there that are like 40-year-old women that have to take care of children and parents at the same time. They're like everybody's caregiver.
No, my dad's great. Like I actually slept over Nicole's last night. We were watching a movie and I fell asleep there and I woke it's 5:00 in the morning and my dad was all of a sudden, I see the lights go on, and I'm like, he was just leaving, going to work, 5:00 in the morning, and he drives about 2 hours, so he's very young at heart. He's strong minded. Thank God, he's an ox. God bless him.
What does he do for a living? What industry is he in?
Project manager. He works for a big.
He was always a builder. Always
had a builder.
He always had his own businesses, and
But as he got older. Then he started working for a huge construction company as their project manager. Yeah, so he does really big jobs. So
we lived in Dallas when we were little. We lived in Texas for a while.
What was it like living in Texas? I can't picture.
Well, you know what it is? I can't say we lived there. My dad did. We would go back and forth. We were there. We have a lot of family in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
In Dallas.
Yeah, so that's what.
What's Dallas like?
I
spent the summertime. The big D.
Big D.
Very, very cosmopolitan, Dallas. I love it. The people are very warm.
Back in the 80s, like we were little. And so construction was booming back in the 80s. So that's what made my dad go there. I had family in the demolition business and the construction business and restaurant business. My dad opened up a restaurant in Dallas.
Really?
In downtown Dallas. Yeah. Yep. Called it. Yeah.
I loved it. It's very clean.
It's beautiful. I love Dallas. I love it. The only thing is there's no water. It's very flat.
Right.
So, I mean, lakes. Could I live there?
Rivers.
Probably not, but we loved the summers there.
Like,
very
you love
hot.
An ocean. Like, you've got to be on the beach, right? You can't just, like, find
a
lake.
Yeah, I have to tell you, you know what? Even living in Jersey now, we're so close to the ocean. As I've changed, like, I love the mountains. I love lakes. I loved, you know...
Yeah, we spent a lot of time this summer, like, hiking.
Hiking.
Going down the Delaware, you know.
Going down the Delaware, you know, being in Lake George. The mountains, the lakes, you know. I happen to enjoy that more. I find it more peaceful than the ocean. I used to love the beach. I said that's my goal. I really just, like, I want a log cabin. I want a lake house. You know, we have a house in Florida. I love it. In Delray.
Right by the beach.
How often do you go, though? I never hear you talk about Delray.
I know. Oh, because, you know, in the wintertime.
Oh, in the winter. Oh, that's right.
You know, we don't really go a lot in the summer. But I have to tell you, it doesn't really... We have a house. You're right. And we really don't go there a lot.
I have no desire to travel unless I'm going, like... to Lake George or lake or someplace.
Right.
Where, otherwise, I have no desire to go someplace hot or an
island. I don't either. Like,
I enjoy the Jersey Shore.
I would go back to Italy again, maybe, because I really loved Italy. But just, I hate getting on a plane for too long because it's like, ugh, I have no patience. But the Jersey Shore, I just discovered it recently. I've never really hung out there because I grew up going to the beaches on Long Island.
Yes.
Oh, my God, the Jersey Shore. I couldn't believe, it was amazing. I had so much fun. I did my triathlon there last October.
Okay.
And that's when I first started hanging out there, and now it's
so
like,
where were you? What's, like, your favorite part?
I love all of it.
Okay.
But we because when I was working at the radio station, we used to do stuff at the where all the I don't know the different areas, the Jersey Shore,
I know.
But we were there where, like, the boardwalk is and all the people and the tourists. So,
okay.
So we were there for that.
Like Point Pleasant.
That was it.
Point Pleasant.
I really liked.
And Seaside Heights.
Seaside Heights is where
Long
I ended
Beach
up.
Island, Little Lake
I
Harbor.
Have to tell
There's
you,
so
I
places.
Find yes. it, though. I don't know. I find the Jersey Shore very crowded lately. Like, I don't know. This summer... the beaches, unless I'm going to an island lately and hopping on a plane and being in a hotel and just, I enjoy the Caribbean. I love the Caribbean. I love the beaches in Italy. I love the beaches in Europe. I know they're rocky, but I love Positano. I love looking at the mountains.
Mm.
I don't know what it was this summer. I really did not
and
enjoy
not
the beach.
Into flat.
It's too crowded.
I want to, that's my goal. Lake
it's
house,
just Seagirt
mountains,
and Spring Lake to rest.
Right.
Just, that's pretty quiet.
And I
want to
spend more
time Seagirt,
that
that's
way.
Where we were.
Seagirt's
that
very
was really
pretty.
Beautiful, nice and quiet. Well, yes. we were also there after the season, so.
You're at a different point. Like, the beaches don't excite me anymore.
You're not going to get much time to go to Florida this winter, because don't you guys start shooting the show again, like February or January or something?
We're going to see how that goes.
Yeah, we have to see. I don't know if they're going to start. It all depends on when Teresa comes out, what they're going to do with the casting, you know, how they're going to move forward with that.
Oh,
so there's a lot going on with Bravo that I don't think they're really sure how they're going to proceed. Really.
When do you find out? Like, what's that whole process?
You really don't.
You don't really?
I don't. I'm still, hey, listen, there's in December. If contracts are right, we'll see. You know, if contracts aren't, I won't do it unless it's so wow. If it's going to wow me. Otherwise, it was a lot of...
A lot of
stress for me. A lot of shit that I went through it where, unless it's so right, like that's also been a point of contention with me and my husband. Like, okay, is this really worth it? You know what I mean? Are you really going to do this again?
Right.
Or are you going to do it again?
Does he not want you to be on TV anymore?
I think he goes back and forth. Like I told you, we're looking to do our own thing. We filmed a pilot. And I think that is definitely, it's going to happen. It's when it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of people interested. We're looking for a great time slot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be careful too. Sunday, you know, you have to compete. Remember, there's, you know, Sunday night, you know, Sunday football. It's
right.
Football, it's, you know.
Oh, and then wait, and then everything is Sunday night now, so you can't, that's hard.
So you really have to find a great time slot. I mean, I watch football. I love football. I enjoy it. So we're looking right now for the right time slot for that. I'm looking forward to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Family, if Housewives, if that works out and it's so right,
Right. Mm.
Then it's going to be, it could be a good thing.
But doesn't one thing play into another? Like, you know, I do a lot of TV appearances, like talking head stuff, but I do it for free. Once in a while, I get paid. It's not a lot of money. It's like some of the bigger shows will pay you. Like, I don't know, like when I was on Tyra, they paid. Bill Cunningham show pays. Mm-hmm. So some of these shows pay, but most of them is just like. But the more shows I'm on and the more of a presence, then I can go to a publisher because I'm working on another book and say, you know, I can promote my book on all these channels. Whereas a lot of authors can't do that because it's really hard to get on these TV shows to go promote your books. So I can do it easily. So that actually lends itself. So now the money is going to come really from the book deal, not from the TV stuff.
Exactly.
So don't you find that? Because Bravo's huge. The Housewives shows are
huge.
So isn't being on that show so important for the next thing you want to do in media, whether it's a restaurant? I mean, because look.
I think it's always a great platform. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
I think it's a great platform. But that's why I'm also really looking to do a family show where I'm not even sharing time with even other housewives. It would be all about us.
Just you guys.
So
well,
and then
well,
I could have
what about at the restaurant?
Well, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm looking.
You're talking about the no drama.
That's what I'm talking about.
Really,
and I'm talking about. I'm talking
your
about
family.
I'm talking about. It's just about us, and we could have more control over what we're showing. A family show. What we want to. You know, what we want to use it
because
for.
Because as much as it's a platform, and you say, okay, will next season be different?
I think I went through a lot more than you. I mean,
you
you're talking about people. I mean,
I
you're talking about nonsense things.
Teresa,
my mother,
I still went
my
through
husband.
A lot with my children, and they, you know, they had a little social media Twitter war with one of the housewives' husbands. That was very hard for me and their father to see. And yes, they were sticking up for their grandmother, but they still had gone through
a lot, too,
they had to go into school
and
deal with certain.
I'm just saying, you don't know. There's always a price to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it worth it? Is it worth selling your soul? It's true. You kind of are.
Teresa, what about a show that's sort of like Vanderpump Rules where it's you guys at the restaurant?
Well, that's the pilot that we filmed. We shot a pilot. It's already done.
And the pilot
it's already done. And it's at
Angelo's.
And we've been working. Yeah, we worked with the producer who worked with us on Housewives, and she's basically just a lot of people have been interested. So now we're just looking. The pilot's done. It was done a few months ago.
Okay.
And
yeah.
That's my point being where whatever platform we want to, whatever we want to showcase, when it being our own show, I think we would have a lot more control over garbage.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
Housewives, there's a lot of fun to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun to it.
There
but
is.
You
we had some good times.
Nicole had a real. You did
going
have a
to
real,
Atlantic City
you did,
and
yep.
all the girls and, in the suite. Like they didn't show at night when we would light our candles and tell our stories and we
right.
had some good times.
You had, I think you had a better experience. That's all I'm saying.
Ah, I see.
I
so, Teresa, your experience with the show was a little less fun than Nicole's.
To be honest with you, you don't know what's going to come up with reality. You don't. It's like, I felt like, oh my God, like they just took me down at the knees. That was a shocker to me. It was so repulsive. It was so bizarre. Mm. So to me, I say, oh, okay. Like Reno says all the time, do you realize what's going to happen next? They made up that ridiculous lie. What else?
Right.
What else? You know, you think like when I started, when we did this last season, they said, you know, skeletons in your closet.
Make sure everything will come out. But
what I said was, I don't.
Right.
I don't call anything skeletons. Mm. Everything in my life is an experience.
It's out there.
Good,
right.
bad, and different.
Yeah.
I embrace everything.
Yeah.
I don't have any regrets.
You have no secrets either.
I don't have any
like
secrets.
Everything that's gone on in your life already,
it's there.
Like, yeah, exactly. You put it right
know,
out there.
Mm-hmm. It's out there. You want to know, ask me, I'll tell you.
Right.
You know, I don't care who I was with, who I wasn't with. You know, I don't have anything to hide. I don't, you know. So, but. You know,
we're pretty much like an open book.
You are, but you
like
don't
we don't hide anything.
But see, that's
even
why
today,
I think
if
a
we
show,
fight, we'll argue in public.
That's why I want to watch a show about you guys and the restaurant. Like when we were at Ponte Vecchio's that night, the characters
I
that
know.
Came in there, the customers, and also the people working there. Like that could be. I thought it was. I left feeling like I just left watching a show. It was
that's,
like it was food and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I think.
It was like dinner theater.
Yeah, exactly. And it's true. There there are characters in our restaurant. Oh my gosh.
Characters.
Like, people listening, like, they really have to just come and sit at Ponce Vecchio's on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
In itself. Angelo's, you get great people. You get a lot of tourists as well. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of interesting people coming and going. But Ponce Vecchio, we have a lot of just
our regulars and Brooklyn.
And yeah. There's something about Brooklyn people to me like no other. I love.
Some zucchini flowers and a glass of wine and sit at the bar and just watch the show unfold, I feel like.
Exactly.
To me, it's like Brooklyn people are just very interesting. There's an energy.
We had our friends coming from Florida. Remember Michael and his brother? And they're like, oh my gosh.
They just want to come to Brooklyn all the time.
Every time they come in, they're like, there's an energy.
There's a certain energy.
I want to go to the restaurant. Yeah. It's so much fun. And of course, the zucchini flowers.
Yes, of course. Please, it's the most
delicious thing ever. And the pasta in the foil.
And the pasta in the foil.
And figs and prosciutto. An octopus and pasta and everything.
Oh, I am so hungry right now.
Yeah, I know. At some point at the end of our show, somebody brings up food, and then all we can do is think about food and talk about food.
We don't
do enough eating. How come this hasn't been catered?
I know.
Why aren't you catering these podcasts?
Yes, you know what? We should
come up here. Forget the iced coffee. We need to come up here with like trays of Italian food.
Yes, please.
I know. Some bread. Wine.
I say no to none of that.
Cheese.
Bring it on.
Parmesan. Chunks of Parmesan.
Yeah, chunks of Parmesan and red wine. Sounds good.
All right. Well, once again, we've come to the end of our lovely show.
Already?
Mostly because we're hungry.
Yes. You'll need everybody.
Okay. Amongst yourselves, I'm doing a terrible job at finding our music, by the way.
You're fired.
I'm going to sound like Donald Trump. You're fired. Come and mangiare.
You're hired.
You can email us, girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to the men in our lives, our producers, Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio. Find us on Twitter. I'm at Cooper Lawrence. Teresa is Teresa_RHONJ. Nicole is RHONJ Twins, and we're also on Instagram, Facebook. Teresa, Nicole, and I will be back next week for another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you, guys, and thank you for downloading.
Thank you, everybody.
Mwah.
Love and light.